Good morning, I'm John Sliggers. Patient experience is one criteria among several that ranked Floyd Valley Healthcare among the 2024 Chartis Top 100 Critical Access Hospitals. Chief Nursing Officer Tara Geddes says the award confirms their hard work in all aspects of Floyd Valley Healthcare's operations, including patient experience. Geddes says patient experience is a comprehensive factor in itself. She says Floyd Valley Healthcare places great weight on patient responses to their service, and they meet regularly to discuss the patient experience. The Chartis Center for Rural Health has a Rural Hospital Performance Index, but Geddes says that Floyd Valley Healthcare has their own method of gaining performance data. Iowa Representative Tom Gennery of Lamars has filed for re-election to the House. Representative Gennery filed his nomination petitions on Monday. The deadline to file for the June primary election is March the 15th. Gennery represents District 3, which includes northern Plymouth County and southern Sioux County. He expressed his thanks to those who signed his nominating petitions. The food bank of Siouxland got a record-breaking donation Thursday from Purdue Farms and the Feeding America program. Food bank director Jacob Wanderscheid says Purdue delivered 80,000 pounds of frozen chicken breasts.
This will be the biggest single donation that we received at one time of a greatly needed product in chicken. Protein is the number one item that gets asked for. Top three of categories get distributed.
Gary Malenke is the senior vice president of Purdue Farms in Sioux Center. He says the Siouxland donation is part of a larger overall effort. The Siouxland area covers 11 counties, and it's estimated that more than 25,000 residents don't have enough food, including 42% of all children. USDA Secretary and former Iowa Governor Tom Vilsack told a Senate hearing this week that his employees are accessible and they're hard at work serving the agriculture community. Iowa Senator Joni Ernst questioned Vilsack about a GAO report which said that only 11% of the USDA headquarters in Washington is in use because so many employees are working off-site.
I can tell you how many home loans, how many farm loans, how many NRCS contracts have been entered, and I can guarantee you, compared to other administrations, this team is working their tail off. Okay, so please don't tell me the work's not getting done, because I can show you that it is.
Vilsack says 82% of USDA employees are at their offices daily. Governor Kim Reynolds unveiled a new mobile workforce office Thursday that'll travel around the state to help connect out-of-work Iowans with new jobs. Reynolds says it's part of her initiative to focus on re-employment. Reynolds says the mobile workforce office will help with the state's ongoing efforts to alleviate the state's workforce shortage. She says about 60,000 jobs are open, mainly in the healthcare field. The 32-foot workforce bus cost nearly $500,000 and was paid for with a mix of COVID relief funds and other federal grants. And forecasters predict Iowa will have another unseasonably warm weekend ahead, and one downside to the spring-like temperatures in the 60s and 70s is that creepy crawly ticks will be on the move. Entomologist Tom Klubertant says if you'll be spending any time outdoors, especially hiking in the woods, wear insect repellent and be sure to check yourself for ticks after you come back outside. Ticks aren't something Iowans would typically worry about in March, but he says a warm winter means otherwise. Klubertant says a longer tick season brings the threat of southern tick species migrating north, like the Lone Star tick and the Gulf Coast tick, both of which can transmit diseases. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sliggers.